investors have become more distressed into the end of the week, and this distressed sentiment has translated to some very clear risk-off flow, opening renewed demand for the U.S. dollar and downside pressure on U.S. equities. When it comes to drivers, it seems the price action is a result of a number of factors, including uncertainty around the U.S. political climate as calls keep coming for President Biden to withdraw from the race, a sell-off in tech stocks, softer economic data outside of the U.S., and an ongoing struggle in pro-cyclical commodities. We also heard from an ECB that was decidedly more dovish than the market was expecting, with the central bank opening the door for a September rate cut while talking about cooler inflation and concerns about growth in the economy. This invited more downside pressure on the euro, with the pound also taking a hit of its own on the cool-off in UK wages. And with the US dollar so bid, it felt like it became a no-brainer for yen bears to finally step back in after watching the yen go through what had been an overdue period of corrective strength. Looking ahead, key standouts on Friday's calendar come from Japan's CPI data, German producer prices, UK retail sales and public borrowing, the Eurozone current account, Canada retail sales and producer prices, and a round of Fed speak. That's all for now.